Okay, let's get to David Dolan. This is a special edition of Prophecy Today, America and its new president. And David, I want to start with that. What about the possibility of the Israeli government and the United States once again having good relations? They haven't had them for the last 8 years. What's the prospect for that happening with the new Trump administration?
Well, Jimmy, actually, it's becoming more dependent every day on what happens in Israel as opposed to what happens in the United States. Because as America is about to inaugurate a new president next week, and a different party and a different orientation entirely from what we've had, the Israeli leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's just 2 years away from being the longest serving Israeli prime minister ever, is under intense attack inside his own country. We may not have Benjamin Netanyahu as the leader. And then, of course, the question is, who would take over in Israel? And would that person get along with Donald Trump? If it remains Bibi Netanyahu, as personally I hope it does, he says he's not guilty, that there nothing illegal happened in these cases. If it remains him, then we can predict pretty good relations between the two men. They already have gotten off to a pretty good start. There's reports that Netanyahu will be at the inauguration. That hasn't been confirmed, and of course this other thing is happening. They see eye to eye on many issues, the Iran nuclear deal and some other things, although the Israelis have probably, or Netanyahu has a very negative view of Putin, of the Russian leader, but of course he's trying to get along with him and trying to avoid clashing with him in Syria as well, as Trump says he'll do. So they share a lot of positions, but again, the main question will be, who will be the leader in Israel? Will it remain Netanyahu?
Let me just give you a number of items, a list of those things that may happen under a Trump administration, and a quick reaction, if you will, with each of these issues, these items. For example, the embassy of the United States being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Quick answers, if you will.
Well, that's an extremely popular position, and whoever was the leader of Israel would welcome that. Even the left-wing people in Israel, the Labor Party, et cetera, want to see the embassy move because Jerusalem is Israel's capital. That's where all its government buildings are headquartered. That's where the Knesset, the parliament, is. So it's just a fact on the ground, and for anybody to recognize that is just common sense.
Iranian nuclear deal.
Well, it's looking like the people around Trump are less willing to see the treaty end. We have the designate for defense minister on Thursday saying that he thought that it is an existing treaty, it has to be honored, and we can't really easily go back on it. So even though the Israelis didn't want to see it come up in the first place, it seems to be pretty firmly embedded, and we'll see if that actually is going to be reversed on the part of the U.S. administration.
Campaigning, Donald Trump said he wanted to negotiate the Israeli-Palestinian conflict resolution. What about the peace process?
Well, we have to get over this meeting in Paris, which is coming up early this next week. World leaders gathering there. Mahmoud Abbas again saying that he's going to push for a unilateral Palestinian state to simply be declared and recognized by the United Nations. Donald Trump is certainly not in favor of that, but again, Jimmy, as I've said, there's so many obstacles to overcome to bring a final peace. We had another major terror attack in Jerusalem last week. The Palestinians lauded that. They plotted. They celebrated in the streets. It doesn't look like we're anywhere near peace.
What about Hamas and Fatah, these two factions of the Palestinian people? Trump said he doesn't want necessarily a second state, a Palestinian state. How's he going to deal with the Palestinians?
Well, if he's consistent with what he said about fighting ISIS and Islamic terror, then he obviously has to put Hamas right up on that list because they are almost the twin brother of ISIS and a much older movement in the case of Hamas that definitely wants to see Israel totally destroyed. Again, we had that we had them celebrating in the streets of Gaza this week after the terror attack early in the week. So I don't think, again, Donald Trump will have any success in changing their basic orientation, which is they're Muslim fundamentalists. They want to see Israel gone.
You know, I read in the Jerusalem Post that President Trump at his inauguration, invited some of the leaders of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. How's Trump going to deal with the Jewish settlements?
Well, his appointment of the U.S. ambassador, a man known to support the Jewish right to live in Judea and Samaria and all around Jerusalem, is certainly a significant sign of where he's heading on that issue. I think he's going to be far more sympathetic to Israel building, to natural expansion of Jewish communities and these sorts of things that have been going on than Barack Obama has been.
Now, when you look at Hezbollah at Israel's northern border, we discussed last time we were together, Hezbollah, the number one threat today to the Israelis, albeit they're backed by Iran, so they're surrogate operations there. What about Hezbollah, Iran, and all the Middle Eastern nations that surround Jerusalem and Israel, wanting to wipe them off the face of the earth?
It's looking more and more bleak, Jimmy. We have new reports of Iranian arms shipments just this week to Lebanon. We have reports from the Israeli spy satellite. This was on Israel's Channel 2 this week that Russia is now bringing in new medium-range nuclear-capable ballistic missiles into its naval base at Latakia, Syria. So the arms continue to flow into the region, especially from Russia. Russia announcing that they're going to be supplying some uranium to Iran as part of this deal. Iran can actually buy uranium now, and Russia says they're going to supply it. So the enemies of Israel, Syria, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, they're all getting stronger, largely because of U.S. inaction over the past few years and Russia stepping up its involvement in the area. This all makes Israel very, very nervous and, of course, means they have to remain very vigilant and on alert.
And David, the almost former president, President Barack Obama, really had no Middle East peace policy or no Middle East policy at all overall. He left a vacuum, and of course the Russians rushed into that vacuum. I do believe Donald Trump will have an overall Middle East policy. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the question is, how will he react to Russia? Russia's clearly become the major upcoming dominant force in the Middle East. That, of course, as you said, is because of U.S. inaction, Barack Obama declaring lines and then ignoring them and announcing from the get-go in his speech in Cairo in 2009 that he was going to lean more towards the Arab side. And Israel feels betrayed. The Sunni Muslim nations are out in the cold. The Saudis are scratching their head. The alliance between Russia and Iran seems to be backed by the current administration. So they'll certainly be looking in Israel for a change of perspective when Donald Trump becomes president. I've heard read in the Israeli press some good reports on the men and women that he's named to his cabinet, but especially men that are going to be in security positions. So hopefully we will see a bolder view over there. But, you know, again, Donald Trump is just an untested character here. He's not a politician. He's never been in office. He has no record. So you know, whether he'll listen to these men and take a stronger hand, or whether he'll say, well, because he's made these sorts of statements too during the campaign, that we need to focus more on America and not on external nation building or anything like that. I think we just don't really know, Jimmy, at this point where he's going to go with that.
And whatever his Middle East policy is, it's going to have to deal with Syria quickly. A major player at Israel's northern border, they must be dealt with, and there needs to be a resolution to that civil war.
Well, there does, but again, Russia's become so deeply involved, and the Assad regime is clearly winning over the past year, and they've so decimated their enemies that it looks like we're going to continue to see an Assad regime, and the only way that could be changed is if the U.S. were willing to take on Russia. Well, again, we don't hear that that's what Donald Trump is planning to do. So we'll just have to see what happens.
David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us right here on Prophecy Today. David's got great insight. He's been a journalist over there for over 35 years. He is a major player on this broadcast, Prophecy Today, and especially on this special edition, America and Its New President. David, thank you so very much for the great insight, buddy. Talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.